today we have around 74 million young persons unemployed, and we need 600 million jobs just in the next 10 years. So having the General Assembly declaring a day for thinking loudly about the importance for investing in youth skills development is extremely important. We all know that in the 21st century, the nature of the skills that young people would need to the labor market, for example, are constantly changing. And you know, the days when a university degree or a technical degree was a kind of a permanent residence in the labor market is over. Now a university degree is almost like a kind of a visa just to travel to the professional life. But to stay there, you need to constantly developing your skills and to invest in skills development. And I think that's the question that we're trying to answer and to elevate in this Youth Skills Day.
And what is your main message to the Financing for Development conference?
I think what we know on the Financing for Development draft document that hopefully will be endorsed at this conference is the need to invest more in the human capacity that we have and the human potential that is represented by this large generation of young people. So our message is the need to prioritize investments in young people. In fact, the smartest investment any country could make is to invest in its youth. And that's even more true in developing countries.
And what are the consequences if countries don't prioritize investing in youth?
I think it's obvious today that this massive potential that we have in terms of this large number of young people could not be left without investments, because we have seen many countries that youth exclusion and marginalization led to dire consequences in terms of conflicts, in terms of lack of social and economic stability. In the absence of having decent investments for young people, this could lead to negative consequences. And we're seeing today, for example, the issue of peace and stability, the issue of radicalization in many countries, and how young people are the most affected by the lack of investments, the lack of development, the lack of peace and security. And that could lead only to further destabilize these countries. When we call for youth policies, we say that a country without a youth policy is a country without a policy. Because if you don't have a policy to work with your youth, then clearly, you are heading nowhere.